This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. What is it about crying that's difficult to explain? You might watch a powerful movie and find yourself welling up inside and the tears start to flow and you start to cry or weep. Where did that come from? Many of us guys are embarrassed to show our tears, thinking it reveals weakness. Charles Darwin, all those years ago, used to say, "There is no purpose in crying." And scientists are still divided on the reason why we cry, although there are some people who never shed a tear. Emotional crying remains one of the human body's most confounding mysteries. Some other species shed tears as a result of pain or irritation, but us humans, we're the only creatures whose fears can be triggered by our feelings. In babies, tears have the obvious and crucial role of getting your attention and care. But what about in grown-ups? It's obvious to me that strong emotions trigger tears, but why? They're actually a biological release, I'm led to believe, triggered by some strong emotional experience. They're our way of providing relief. Crying is our emotional connection with the world. One professor of psychology says that crying signals to yourself and other people that there's some important problem that is at least temporarily beyond your ability to cope. That makes sense to me. A child will cry more easily than we adults. And as we age, we find ways to sort out issues and find solutions. But tears will probably come because we're human. We're built that way to connect with other people on that emotional level. Most of us dread the shedding of tears, particularly in front of other people. And I think that's why we hold back. We don't want to feel weak or vulnerable or look stupid or fear rejection or the fear of losing control. Maybe the fear that if we start sobbing, we'll never stop. So whether we realise it or not, we've probably learned these lessons from what others have said or in our own families, whether spoken or unspoken. It was against the rules. Big boys don't cry. The shedding of tears to children, as I said, it comes spontaneously. This, rather than being guided, comes to be seen as a threat, and that's unfortunate. But often, on the flip side, it's a sign of something else: empathy, compassion and vulnerability, and also a sign of mercy. We live in a cynical rather than genuine world, and tears remind us that we are called to share life on that deeper level. So that's why I like to think of this as the gift of tears, a gift given to us from a loving God. Over the centuries, weeping was a sign of repentance and sorrow. The prophet Jeremiah wept day and night. Nehemiah, he wept over the destruction of the wall in Jerusalem. And today, I think there's plenty of tears. Perhaps we don't see it publicly. A national TV reporter, I noticed, wept as she tried to explain the pain and tragedy of those dying with COVID-19 in the US. She was so overwhelmed in grief. But the viewer's response was amazing. Many thousands of viewers took to social media to thank her for the tears of compassion. And I found that interesting. It seems to trigger some sort of release inside of us that's healthy and good. We are created by God with the ability and the urge to cry when the emotions move us. So shedding tears must be an important part of being human. And did you know that God sees our tears and keeps a record of them? They are as prayers to Him. "I have heard your prayer. I have seen your fears." 2 Kings 20 verse 5. And Psalm 34 verse 15, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their cry." And the scripture says that they're listed on a book. Psalm 56, "The God of all comfort keeps watch over your weeping. He gathers up all your tears and puts them in His bottle. He records each one in His book." Not only does He see them, but God promises to console us in the future. Heavenly Father, help us to have a really good view of this, not to be ashamed of tears, but to see it as your gift, a gift of tears. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.